Exclusive: BaFin backs Trump administration, pushes Canada to secure northern border. By Hannah Knudsen on August 27, 2026. The conservative nonprofit Building America's Future, BAF, is backing the Trump administration in its negotiations with Canada, demanding the country do more to secure the northern border. Breitbart News got a first look at the ad supporting President Trump and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer as they navigate trade negotiations, as BAF is pushing for a more secure northern border, something that often gets overlooked with the southern border crisis that reached an apex during the Biden administration, resulting in criminal illegal aliens and drugs pouring across the southern border into American communities. Canada has been playing with fire, and hardworking Americans are the ones getting burned, the narrator of the ad states. They've been pocketing massive trade benefits while criminals and illicit tobacco pour across our northern border through tribal lands. President Trump and Jamieson Greer are turning up the heat on USMCA negotiations, and they won't let America get played, the narrator continues. President Trump and Jamieson Greer will send Canada a clear message: secure the border and stop the illicit trafficking, or watch this deal go up in flames. Watch. This coincides with a Building America's Future poll finding that a majority of Americans still view border security as a top issue of concern and believe Canada and Mexico need to live up to their responsibilities in the broader effort. The ad comes also as Greer engages in what Politico described as wall-to-wall negotiations with Canadian trade officials. The negotiations ultimately collapsed, and Greer said it is on Canada. We progressed to a point Tuesday night where we had enough agreement among the parties to announce that we had found the way to a deal, Greer said during an appearance on CNBC's Squawk Box. Then we set about to finalize it, and then in the last hours, I think there were things that the Canadians just, you know, they wanted more, he added. This week, Canada announced retaliatory tariffs against U.S. in the midst of the tensions. President Trump upped the ante in a variety of ways, including musing that the U.S. is giving serious consideration to changing the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America and that we don't expect to doing much business with Ontario any longer. As Breitbart News reported, Trump has already threatened to hike U.S. tariffs on automobiles originating in Canada as the trade war between the two neighbors shows no sign of abating. Trump announced this week that he is imposing a 50% tariff on all cars, trucks, both large and small, automotive parts, and steel. Canada has been ripping off the United States of America for years. Their ridiculously high tariffs on our farmers and farm products has made life impossible for these great American patriots, and has long created a $60 billion deficit between our two countries, Trump wrote on Truth Social this week as the negotiations crumbled. Not sustainable, and not anymore. On January 1, 2027, tariffs on all cars, trucks, both large and small, automotive parts, and steel, will be increased to 50%. Build in the U.S. and there are zero tariffs. Canada will be treated like a state no longer. On trade, and in other ways, also, they are among the worst nations in the world to deal with, the commander-in-chief said, adding, they feel entitled. And yet, we don't need Canada, they need U.S. They do 95% of their business with the U.S., with us, the exact opposite. Thank you for your attention to this matter.